honestly, Sunday Matters is not getting the not being treated with the respect that it deserves from DeStoop and Edmund.
I put Edmund on probation, and he seems to have come good. He seems to have got the message. And he understands that this is a high-profile segment, and there are others beating down the door wanting to get involved.
There's a couple of young blokes around the joint. Link Continental, very keen to have a crack at it. Even the Rod. Rod himself would like to step up and have a go.
Benny Lyon,
itching to be part of it. Mm. These young blokes around the SEN establishment.
Looking for an opportunity.
And some of it.
So the work they've been doing in the
back rooms.
The back rooms suggests that they're ready.
Absolutely, they're
ready.
And if a couple of these front liners like DeStoop and Edmund don't lift, they could find themselves on the outer very, very quickly. And so much so that Monday Matters now has a sponsor. Core Staff, bringing you Monday Matters, your trusted recruitment partner across Australia. Sam Edmund is here, been filing bollocks. I'll always like it when a journo runs around an office or into a studio with the phone on his ear.
I was going to say absence makes the heart grow fonder, and it does. So with that as my backdrop, I'm just head over heels in love with you two, and it's a great pleasure to be here.
Who are you
it's
on
been
the,
a while.
Who are you on, well, no, it's been noted. Who are you on the phone to?
Oh, Andy.
Oh, you can't reveal?
Right. I can't reveal my source.
See, Judd.
How's that been working out for you too, by the way, when you've had exclusive stories needing confirmation? Because you unless you get them confirmed.
We like to be thorough.
Okay.
But then occasionally, such is the eagerness to be thorough, you think, could you be less thorough and roll the dice? The great Mike Sheen said to me once, actually, maybe upon his retirement, he goes, you know, I hope I'm not saying something I shouldn't say here, by the way, Uncle Mike, so I apologise if you're listening. But he said he was never really quite 100% on the biggest stories he went with. He said there was always just that 5% of doubt or 5% chance that it could be wrong. And geez, I can relate to that now. But it doesn't make you sleep easy when you do roll with something and you think, please be right, please be right. And then you're sure, but you just, anyway.
Because things can change. I think people get a bit sick, or they say they get sick of media, talking about media.
Yeah,
I suspect not absolutely true, by the way. I think secretly a lot of people do relish that. But I think people are genuinely interested in how the process works from time to time. And when you file, it can be right. But things can change.
From the
moment you send the thing out to getting commentary from those involved, things can change dramatically.
I know you're being a tad mischievous. So the risk of going right off the reservation and way off topic, sometimes you just think, gee, should I have just gone with that? Because you knew it was right, but you just wanted to courtesy call them first. And you might get a bum steer, and then you'd see that it's actually true all along.
Right, on Monday Matters, we're down a man. Julio's on the home front doing what he needs to do, and he'll be back bigger and better than ever. We'll get the four ball back at some stage for Monday Matters for Core Staff, your trusted recruitment partner across Australia. Sammy, why don't you go first?
Well, I just better make sure these are okay with Gazy, because he had a very firm talking to me off the top of the afternoon about just going across his territory.
Very protective.
No, I appreciate that we like to have the spontaneity of it coming together, but given that I did have some prior commitments with our sponsors this morning, that my usual in-depth preparation time has been compromised.
Well, maybe with that being said, perhaps you need to go first every now and again.
Why don't you open up for us, guys?
Yeah, why don't you get them away so you get first look at the Oxford?
No, you go first because you know where I'm coming from.
I'll start off on a lighthearted front.
Okay, good.
Timing matters, and you've got to strike when the timing is right. And membership departments across the league, I've just got to repeat this, are all about living that mantra too. So Geelong are undefeated. They're 5-0. One of only two sides undefeated and playing some breathtaking football. So Cats members this morning have woken up to a very timely email.
I love it.
It is the Premiership membership add-on at a discount. Discounted rate of $210. Priority access to the grand final, if Geelong make it, which Geelong members have been reminded of this morning. Very curious timing. In it comes. You've got mail. Premiership priority access. Sign up now. For a couple of weeks, you get a discounted rate.
Yeah.
Get on board, which I like.
I love it.
You've got to strike when the other is.
Well, one of my assistant coaches for the youth league team that I coach, he 2 weeks ago got it from the Essendon Football Club, and it was $400. And I said, "Turn it up! You're a bit extreme. Think you're going to get to the granny?" But he paid, and it did. So he's a member, and you could pay an additional $400. Well, that's what he told me, and that would guarantee
a guarantee
ticket if they make it. guarantee you a ticket so in the grand final.
They must only have a certain number.
And they prioritise those that give a little something.
There must
extra.
Be a shut off of those memberships available.
Hollywood got themselves in a little bit of strife with this sort of stuff, you'll remember.
Yeah.
En route to the last round. This one, worded by Geelong, is priority one access. So it doesn't guarantee a ticket, but they guarantee the best chance of getting a ticket, if that makes sense. But anyway, I just found the timing very,
it's
just
very
genius.
Good on them. Good on you, Cats.
No,
what do you got, Keith?
Hey, sometimes, not always, sometimes robbing Peter to pay Paul matters. And we saw it with Isaac Rankin on the weekend. Now, across rounds 1 to 4, he had 21 centre bounce attendances. In the ground 5 in their win, he had 23 and he kicked 3 goals. And it's sometimes you talk about, well, like with Norton these days, they could put up a very solid argument. We don't want to rob Peter to pay Paul. We don't want to send him back. And there's sometimes some logic to that. But sometimes making that commitment and saying, well, we might be compromising what already greatness you're doing or whatever positives you're bringing in order to try and get something else. But sometimes it matters. And I think what we saw with Rankin going into the middle had a very significant impact and it turned out to be a very positive influence.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. I mean, he was the difference.
Jake Soligo as well.
He was good.
Telling. Yeah, they got some zips, some difference makers in there because Dawson, Crouch, Laird.
That's what they have to find.
Wasn't getting it done.
No.
But he still kicked 3.
And they export. And, well,
because
he
pushes forward. Yeah.
It helps.
Creates an awkward matchup.
And you drop your man coverage. When you're coming out of the midfield sometimes, if you get the centre clearance and it is 6 feet 6 and it's a bit more wide open and there's a bit more space to take advantage of, players like Rankin can find the space. So I think it's something you'll see more of.
Based on that performance.
No, I think you'll see. I think they need to see more of it. Mm. They need to, and they exposed the opposition on two fronts, I reckon. One, clearly Carlton with the 3 players that were out by the end of the game. 2 of them in particular drive. In fact, they all drive the footy forward players. Mm. McGovern more through the air than the other two on the ground. But the other two on the ground are super important. But if Matthew Nix and his coaching staff, and I'm sure they were aware of what Carlton were down, no Chera in the midfield, Walsh tiring, Cripps fatiguing, and not a lot of ping coming out of Carlton midfield. If they're aware of that, it mattered that they exposed it, and they exposed it brilliantly. I thought it was super coaching by Matthew Nix and his staff.
It looked more like the Crows of last year.
It did.
We haven't seen that for a long, long time. Yep. So you take some great heart going into the Essendon game as well.
So my first one, I don't know how long a conversation we want to have about this, but it really matters that we as a football community, as quickly as we possibly can, and this is on the AFL, come to a clear understanding of what players are allowed to do when they are attacking the footy. When there is a one-on-one ground ball to be contested, we need to know, to the best of the game's ability to explain it to us, what players can do. Again, on the weekend, we saw 2 incidents that, to the naked eye, there's not much difference between them. There's not a lot, I don't think.
Yep, we're talking about
Butters Banfield and Crouch Carroll.
Yep.
They're very similar. They're very similar. The arriving player turns the hip, hits the opposition player in the head.
Well, Michael Christian told Gerard that one player was making a play on the ball and another player was not.
Do you think that's unfair on both of those players who are attacking?
To my naked eye, I think we're splitting hairs. We're absolutely splitting hairs.
So,
and there might be a very, very subtle difference, but does that trigger a one-match ban when another one doesn't get
signed? How many people watching
there's
that?
There's more contact, I think, in the
Crouch on Carroll.
Have you had a really close look at Butters on Banfield?
Banfield's head swings back, mate.
No, I know, but I
sweat goes flying everywhere.
Before this, we've gone through it and watched the video. I thought it was marginally, but it is
okay. So
here's a small margin. It was marginally more dangerous in what Jack Carroll went through.
Okay, so I'm with you. Gazy's a little bit different.
Well, I'm sort of with you, but I just think you're splitting hairs a little bit.
To the naked eye, there's hardly any difference. But do you buy into the theory, and it is a conspiracy theory, that the Brownlow medal
is... Surely not.
That can't
possibly be that. That can't be it. The game's always had players ineligible. No, you can't.
The high-profile player discount.
I'd hate to think. I know people want
enough
to push.
Enough people out there will say that.
I know. I hate it. I hate the fact that that could even
can't be the case.
Legitimately be considered. Mm. But here we are again. We're all on the same page when it comes to the head. We're all on it. There's no argument. And Kingy's at the
Brownlow end.
Just everybody cops it. You hit a bloke in the head incidents, everybody's
out,
right?
What did Kingy say about Butters?
He said he should have got a week. He should have been suspended.
And Crouch should have been suspended for longer.
Yeah, and I think the reason for that, in my opinion, not his, but my opinion, is that you need to eradicate. Prevention's better than cure. So if you're going to penalise the action, even though the consequences weren't necessarily as dire, then maybe there is some merit in what Kingy's saying.
No, I don't disagree. I fundamentally don't disagree with Kingy at all, and that's where we're at. We understand the trauma and we understand the long-term impact. So I think we're all on the same page when it comes to that. But getting back to my original point, we're going to go to the footy this week, and I don't think we as the football the big football family that we're all part of, no matter which part of it we belong to, I don't think we know. I don't think we really know. I don't think Chris O's explanation of the difference between Butters and Crouch makes it clear in our minds as to what is an acceptable play on the ball from the player coming in the Butters or Crouch position. And I don't know. I'm starting to fear now that it is impossible for the AFL to explain it in a clear and understandable manner. And I don't know whether that's good or bad for the game.
Mm.
It's good for the conversation. Like, it creates enormous uncertainty and gives us all reason to go get on the lines vent our spleen. But I don't know.
Is the explanation that Butters played the ball where Crouch went the man? Is that...
Just watching it again here, Butters doesn't even touch the ball, though, Gazy. He bends down a touch but goes right over the top flushes
I'm talking about in a general principle that Andy's saying, rule. So if that...
Yeah, we've always been told that. This is the Peter Wright example. Yep. Again, a different incident. Yep. But if the ball is your objective, and Michael Christian said this morning, then impact is irrelevant. If the ball is your objective, then fine. But my contention with this is, how can one be a week and one not?
That's
when they look almost identical.
That's my whole point. If you're saying that Butters' objective is the footy, how can you say that Crouch's wasn't?
Crouch is bending over in a very similar pose.
He's turning to his side, which is what we're asked to do. Like, he's not barreling into the bloke front on. He's not bumping the bloke and then going back to the footy. I think they were both. Right on the cusp. Right, I think if they both had got a week, would anybody in the world of footy be up in arms about it?
Oh, I don't think so, because Butters, the margin for
this is the
what
point.
That happened and what potentially could have happened if it was just marginally to the right, could have been catastrophic.
Sam, what would people you know the way people react to these things better than us? If they both got cop a week for those incidents, are we having the conversation?
I think it's less of a conversation.
Are people furious about Zach Butters getting a week for that act?
Possibly, but I think now there's confusion as well as some outrage.
Yeah.
Whereas at least it'd be uniform and consistent. We're going around in circles. I just can't see a great deal of difference between the two of them.
You
need to get to a break?
We'll get to a break if you want.
Oh, this is a quick one.
Right.
I want to ask you if this matters, actually, because I can't make up my mind.
Right.
Did Kyle Langford snubbing Jake Stringer in the goal square matter?
No.
Stringer dirtied right up, and Zach Merritt told us on Crunch Time that he felt the need in the moment on the field to speak to both players just to make sure that everything was okay and nothing was going to fester. So the captain himself was motivated enough to address it in the moment. Small things, you know, he won the free, Jake Stringer. So he's there clearly asking for the ball, doesn't get it. Langford saw him. Had time to think about it, stacks of time to think about it, and burned him massively.
Yeah.
Does it matter?
Well, I don't think it does, because the extra handball, the extra possession, even though it is an absolutely straightforward one at AFL, he could have missed the handball, the goal could have gone begging. Stringer could have fumbled the handball, goal goes begging. Langford takes the responsibility. If he doesn't kick the goal, then he's got a problem.
Mm.
You think it does matter?
Oh, I thought it mattered in the moment, but long term, I'd like to think not. But I think definitely it mattered to Jake Stringer. Your good body language was the giveaway.
Okay, well, if it matters to him, then it does matter. Because ultimately, in that play, it's if that is going to alleviate a circumstances, there is greater reward by just doing that, if in fact he is that. Now, only internally do you know the personality of the individuals and saying this is how it is. But as far as an overall team principle, who gives a rat?
Surely.
But if
I agree with that. Yeah.
If it's going to matter to the individual, then yes. And that's where knowing the personalities, knowing the individuals to make sure everyone's on the same page in those instances where there is no, if you are not capable of handling that and catching it properly
then
you're in the wrong league.
I completely get it. Harry McKay took a mark last week, turned to run into the open goal, and the ball just fell out of his hands.
Don't handball to Harry.
So things can happen. Funny things happen in the game of footy. Matt Owies is running into a goal the other night,
stubs his toe
and misses from 11 metres out.
John Dorotich move.
That's right. Surely, as we go to the break, surely Kyle Langford and...
Well, what is
Jake Stringer? And Jake Stringer. Surely there is no issue.
Surely bread's been broken, if any bread at all, and it's fine.
Surely. Surely this is not going to simmer.
It was a blatant burn, as you'll see in the game.
Now, you know more about the players.
Surely.
Think the coach would raise that?
No.
Would he talk about
it? But Zach Merritt said he needed to.
Yeah.
In the moment.
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't hear that. That's fascinating. Monday Matters for Core Staff. Ready for a filling career? Join Core Staff, the experts in recruitment solutions. Your future starts here. It's 4:20.